Welcome, we are in Maseches Tainis, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, continuing the discussion on the Shita of Rav Huna with respect to a Tainis L'Shaos, a fast day only for a particular number of hours. The Gemara makes a little bit of a peculiar statement. Hode Amart, that we said, that Misanin L'Shaos, that one can accept upon themselves a Tainis L'Shaos, V'hu Shalotam Klum Ad Ha'erev. That's only talking about a situation where you actually don't eat anything for the remainder of the day. But if you really eat something on that particular day, that is considered a Tainis that is not in fact valid. So says the Gemara, Amar Le Abaye Hatanis Me'al Yosahi. What do you mean? The scenario that you just painted, that you're saying is the Tainis L'Shaos, that's acceptable, that's a full Tainis. That's where you're makabel upon yourself to fast, and you end up fasting the entire day. That's a complete and total Tainis. So what does that mean? So then what is a Tainis L'Shaos? Lo Tzricha. So why do you need this din of Tainis L'Shaos? De Imlach Imluche. A completely different situation, where you woke up in the morning and your plan was to go ahead and have a regular day, not fast at all. There was no Kabbalah's Tainis before at all. Turns out, you're about halfway through the day and you realize you haven't eaten anything. And it hasn't bothered you that much. So you decide, you know what, I'm going to complete this day as a Tainis. The Imlach Imluche, you changed your mind from having a day without a Tainis to a day with a Tainis. So the Kabbalah's Tainis is really only L'Shaos, because some point in the late morning or in the mid-afternoon, you decided you're going to spend the rest of the day fasting, even though you've been fasting the first part of the day. At that point in time, you then are makabel that Tainis. You are not allowed to break your fast for the rest of the day. And more importantly, you are permitted to recite the Tefillah of Aneinu. So a Tainis L'Shaos is not a fast that's only for a particular number of hours within a day. It's a fast of an entire day where the Kabbalah for that fast is only taking place within a particular amount of time. V'omar Rav Chisda, and says Rav Chisda, kol tainis shelo shoka lav chama lav shmei tainis. After all, a tainis that does not end with shkias achama, with the day ending, that's not considered a tainis, that's not even considered a tainis l'shaos. This Gemara that one requires a Shkia Sachama for the purposes of concluding a Tainis is brought down by the Poskim in their discussion as to what a person should do if they are traveling from Eretz Yisrael to America, from America to Eretz Yisrael, and the Tainis is still going in their point of departure, or the Tainis has concluded in their point of departure, and their personal experience is of course affected by their travel. And how one should comport themselves. Do we require an actual Shkia Sachama? Or are you required just to fast the length of the Tainis? So if you leave one point of origin and you experience a Shkia sooner, because of your travel, but the actual length of the Tainis, has been truncated, so perhaps it goes based on that Shkia, and the same thing in the other direction. That if your Tainis is in a situation where you will not experience Shkia until long after the, let's say, 12 hours that a normal Tainis would have, because the day is lengthened because of how you're traveling through the time zones. So therefore, you would have to lengthen your fast. So what's the din? So some poskim, based on this Gemara, want to suggest that you go based on where you experience the Shkia. So if the Shkia is experienced where you are, that's when the Tainis ends, for longer and for shorter. Rav Moshe Feinstein's opinion is that you essentially conduct yourself based on where you're located. So if you're traveling on a Tainis and you're going to arrive in a city, you're going to follow the arrival city based and end your Tainis based on when they end. Sometimes that means you will go ahead and go longer. Sometimes that means you will go ahead and go shorter. There are other poskim who say that no, that one could essentially go based on their point of origin. And therefore, if the Tainis ends up being longer where you are headed, if you're going, let's say, from Israel to America, and your Tainis is going to be lengthened because it's going to be over in Israel before it's over in America, so you can go ahead and end your Tainis and eat. The poskim say you should eat very little. You should eat only what's necessary until the tainus is over in the arrival city. But basically, that you should or you shouldn't eat publicly. But basically, you could follow the point of origin. That's the opinion of Rav Wozner and the Shevet Alevi and the Rav Yosef Ephraim and others. So this is a discussion, but the discussion relates to our Gemara and the question of whether or not Shkia itself has to be experienced to conclude a tainus. Meisvei, says the Gemara, Anshei Mishmar, this is from a Mishnah that we're going to see in a few blot from now. Those that are of the Anshei Mishmar, Anshei Mishmar were the Kohanim were divided up into 24 different groups, and each group received 2 weeks that they were going to go ahead and serve in the Beis HaMikdash. So if it is your turn to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, and a fast is declared, so says the Mishnah, Anshei Mishmar Misanin Velo Mashlim. They fast, but they don't complete the fast. Why do they fast and not complete the fast? Because we don't want them to be too weakened, that their avoda won't be proper. And this is in the more initial stages of the drought fasting. So what does it sound like, says the Gemara? Misanin. It sounds like they do fast, Velo Mashlimin. So the Gemara seems to be validating the notion that you can have something that has the status of misanin, of a fast, even though it's not a complete fast through the entire day. So that seems to indicate that you can have a fast against Rav Chisda. You can have a tainis shelo shaka lo chama. You can have a fast that doesn't end necessarily with the conclusion of the day. So the Gemara says, Hasam, no, over there in the case of the Mishnah, litzaure nafshe ba'almahu. They didn't really accept upon themselves the fast. They just accepted upon themselves not to eat in order to empathize, in order to connect themselves in the sensitivity with the rest of Klal Yisrael. But that does not affirm in any way that they are fasting l'shaos. Says the Gemara, Toshma, come and learn. The Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Sadok, Rabbi Elazar ben Sadok would say, Ani min b'nei Bonav shel Sanav ben Binyamin. I am of the descendants of Sanav, the son of the Shevet of Binyamin. Upam achas chal Tisha B'Av lios b'Shabbos. And once Tisha B'Av fell on Shabbos, v'dachinu le'achar ha-Shabbos. And we pushed it off until Sunday, until the day after Shabbos, the 10th of Av. V'yisanu bo v'lo v'shamanu. But we fasted on that day, but we didn't complete the fast. Why not? Yipnei sheyom tov shalonu hu. Because that day, that 10th of Av day, that was a yom tov for our family. Rashi explains that since that family was involved in the contribution of wood to the Mizbeach, therefore, they viewed their opportunity to support the Avoda in that way as somewhat of a personal chag for their family. And since that fell out on the 10th day of Av, and since this was basically a nidcha, therefore they did not finish the tainus. But what do you see? You see you can have a tainus l'shos. Here they're fasting on Sunday, but they're not finishing the fast. Says the Gemara, Hosam Nami, this case also, Latsuri Nafshe Be'almahu. This was not a case where they were actually fasting the fast of Tisha B'Av, but nevertheless, it really was Doche, because of their holiday, their family Chag. However, they were mitzayer themselves to join with Klal Yisrael in some of the fast, and so they did. But that doesn't affirm the independent notion that one can have a fast that doesn't get through the day. Toshma, so this is the Gemara, another raya. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan would say, Ahei b'tainis ad she'avo leveisi. I'm going to fast until I arrive at my home. And even if he would arrive home before Shkia, he would still eat. So you see, you can have a tainis in part of the day. So the Gemara says, no, hasam, in that case, lishma'ute nafshe mibei nesiyahu de'ovid. You know why he was doing this? He wanted to publicly declare that he was fasting so that he would not have to sit in the house of the Nasir. He didn't want to have a meal at the Nasi's table, so he would tell people that he is fasting. It would be makabel like a mini fast, but that does not prove the independent notion that one can have a halachic fast just for a number of hours. Says the Gemara, Omar Shmuel, says Shmuel, kol tani shlo kibol av mibod yom. Any tainus that one doesn't accept upon themselves from the previous day, lav shmei tainus, that's not considered a tainus. Says the Gemara, v'im yosef, and if he actually goes ahead with the fast without being mekabel it, mai, so what is the din? Amar Rabba Bar Shila, says Rabba Bar Shila, Dome Limapucha de Malya Zika. He's comparable to somebody who is full with air. In other words, he may be refraining from eating and drinking, and therefore fasting, but that is an empty gesture, because it does not really have any impact, because that fast is not considered a fast that is of halachic significance, since there was no Kabbalah's tainis the day before. Amos Mekabalei, when should a person accept a fast? Rav Omar b'mincha. Rav says you should accept the fast at the time of mincha. We interpret this to mean the time of mincha ketana, 9.5 hours into the day. Ushmuel Omar b'tfilas mincha. During the mincha tfila itself, one after whatever one says for tfilas mincha, you are mekabel that you're going to have a tainus. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, says Rav Yosef, Kavasa de Shmuel Mistabra. It's more Mistaber, the opinion of Shmuel. Dixib in Megillas Tainis, because it says in Megillas Tainis, where Megillas Tainis is an enumeration of many different days, that it is forbidden to fast, because they are considered, the Megillas Tainis are days that you're not allowed to fast. These are Chagim, minor Chagim. So says the Gemara, Lahain kol inish de yesi aloi mekidmas dona yesar. That it says in the Megillas Tainis, any person who had a fast that they were noeg before this chag, so yesar, they should go ahead and fast. So my lav yesar atzmo bitzlo. So doesn't that mean that he has to accept the fast in his tfila? It sounds like it's not enough that just the fast exists. It sounds like he has to be yesar atzmo. He has to go ahead and accept upon himself the fast. So that happens in the tefillah before. Lo, yesar atzmo. He can, yesar atzmo. He is usher in terms of indulging in any sort of food or drink, whether or not he accepts it during mincha.